Shoulda. That non-word of regret is running through my head as we hear people are now having trouble getting their second dose of the COVID vaccines. This should have been more streamlined, but there may be time to fix this if we act fast, or the first shots Arizonans got won't do nearly as much good. My wife, a teacher, is scheduled to get her first dose on Sunday, but after the hassle she had getting that first appointment, and because of the hassle people are reporting trying to get their second appointment, I'm worried she might not be able to get her second dose within the 3 or so weeks that's recommended, and I'm worried thousands of other Arizonans won't either, because as former state health director Will Humble explains,
every person needs two shots,
or the vaccine's effectiveness is cut in half. Yesterday, the Maricopa County Health Department said people who got their first dose through them will be notified when the vaccine is available to schedule their second dose. That must mean they didn't have a second dose set aside for every first dose. Did they just decide to try and worry about that when that day came? They better hope that Joe Biden delivers on his promise.
100 million shots at the end of my first 100 days as president.
And hope the vaccines flow from the feds faster than insults from Donald Trump's mouth. Then we have to do our part, which Will Humble says for Arizona means
we've got to be closer to the 50,000 per day range.
With so many moving parts and so many different places involved, can we get there? Well, local governments and private partners have to be a part of this, because the Army can't swoop into every community across the country to deliver the shots. But maybe we could at least get all on the same page in Arizona and schedule people's second shots at the same time they get their first shot, knowing that second shot is actually in a freezer somewhere waiting for them. Unless twice as many people being vaccinated at half the level of effectiveness brings us the same result? Don't look at me. Figuring that out would require using both math and science at the same time. And those are two things I'm not even good at doing separately.